Hey, 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 we're hitting the books with Love Struck by Sharon James. And she's talking about the Song of Solomon, y'all. And we know that's got some tea. Here we go.
Hey, 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 we're hitting the books in this episode.
All right, so I am going to start off by saying I am likely going to be biased when it comes to Sharon James. I read her book, The Power of a Woman's Words, and I truly believe that that book is changing my life. As I read the book, I was like, this is going to be a book that changes something in me, that stirs something in me. So I'm just going to keep it real. So from that perspective alone, I knew that I was going to want to read Love Struck and pretty much anything else Sharon James has to write or tell us about. So, yes, this book was good. And you're probably asking, did she do a podcast on the Power of a Woman's Words? No, I wanted to, but it would just be all day. I think it will come at some point, but I'm actually doing two groups that are studying that book now. That's where we are with that. So this one in particular, Love Struck, Discovering God's Design for Romance, Marriage, and Sexual Intimacy from the Song of Solomon. And like I said in the intro, hey, we know Song of Solomon, or those of you who maybe don't, you know, it's a book of the Bible. And essentially, it is the courtship and the marriage, the wedding and the marriage of Solomon and the Shulamite. And it can be really difficult to read. Actually, before I hopped on here, I talked to someone who said, I'm reading Song of Solomon and it's really kind of confusing. And what I love about Sharon's take on it in particular, well, first off, the book, she has some scripture references called Breaking the Secret Code for Song of Solomon. And so if you read the book, which I highly recommend reading because it's the Bible, of course, there are references to, you know, myrrh and henna and mandrakes and gazelles and doves and all these different things. Well, in the back of her book, she has what those references would have meant at that time. And so when you read it, when you read the Song of Solomon, you're like, these don't sound like compliments, because he's complimenting his love's beauty and he compares her to, you know, like freshly sheared sheep and teeth with its match, none missing and all of that. And I love that she said this in the book. She said, you have to understand, like, we love pretty white teeth now, like in today's time. So imagine when there wasn't a 6-month checkup during Solomon's time, and there was someone who still had like all their teeth and they were nice. Like, that's a pretty big compliment. And then, you know, he references, you know, the Tower of David and pomegranates and all this stuff. And so a lot of these references may be references to fertility or things that were pinnacle and important or withstanding or represented strength during that time period. And so I love that she put the meanings that some of these things could be in the back of the book here. And so it is honestly a beautiful description. It's a beautiful take on the Song of Solomon. She even starts by saying, you know, a lot of people have said like maybe like this book references like God's love for his people. And she is not saying that that can't be true, but she's definitely saying, you know, if you read it and take into account what the meanings of a lot of these things were, this is referencing how to court and how to really honestly love and make love to your spouse, how to be married, how to get over arguments. It's all of that. And I love the care and delicacy that she approached this topic with. And so because I might have students listening, I won't go into great detail. It's nothing like raunchy or anything like that. But just because they know me, this might make them feel kind of strange hearing me talk about it. But it was beautifully crafted and gave me a greater understanding of the Song of Solomon. And it definitely is challenging me in my marriage. You know, am I really encouraging Brandon, my husband? You know, am I the support system that he needs? How do I view sex, honestly? A question that husbands and wives have to ask themselves. You know, like she said, if it's a duty, then that's going to make it difficult for your husband. Like, that's going to make it difficult for you to enjoy. And so, you know, you have to understand that God designed sex. And so sex, God's way, is a beautiful thing. And so you have to see it as honoring God when you're with your spouse, because he created it. And there's so many nuggets of wisdom in this book. I could go on all day talking about it. But let's see, I'll pick up a quick page and just share on some things from it. Analyzed divorce rates among Christians found that 60% of those who never attended church had been divorced or separated, compared with only 38% who attended church weekly. Another study showed that couples who pray together every day divorce at a rate of 1 out of 10,000. So having God at the center of any marriage helps hold it together for the long haul. Inviting God's presence into the wedding celebration is a great place to begin. Solomon's preparation of the wedding ceremony confirmed that he considered marriage a sacred moment with God leading the way. And that's important to remember. This is not a book, and this is not a book in the Bible that's talking about, let's just have sex. No, this is between a husband and a wife specifically. And to honor God in sex can only happen between a husband and a wife specifically. Make no confusion of this. Like, sex, God's way, is honorable to God. And there's one more thing she said in this book that really stood out to me when it comes to the Song of Solomon. Because if you're reading the Bible and you read this book, you are kind of like, whoa, where did this come from? And why is this in here? But she said, I love that this book is in the Bible, that Song of Solomon is in the Bible, because it tells you how much God cares about how you date, how your marriage is. And it reminds you that sex was God's idea. That God cares. Yeah. Married couples, that God cares about your sex life. Married couples, that God cares about your marriage. He cares about the arguments. You know, we have Shulamite and Solomon's first argument in the Song of Solomon, and how to move past it, how to communicate after that, how to encourage your spouse. And so I love that she put that in here, that this is a reminder that God cares about every detail of your life, that he cares about your marriage, he cares about your sex, he cares about your love, he cares about how you date and how you court. He cares about all of that. And I've never really thought about the Song of Solomon as being that or having that purpose. But after reading this book, or even just thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, this is clearly evidence of that, that the world and culture have tried to take sex and make it be something you just do because you like somebody, or do because you can, or it's great exercise, or you have the freedom to do it. And no, sex is God's way. Sex is meant to be good God's way in the confines of marriage. And this book reminds us of that. And so, thank you, Sharon, You always have awesome stories that you include in your writing, which bring tears to the eyes of those who read. I don't know how anyone can read some of the stories that she shares and not cry at the end of them. But again, it was just a really good book. I highly recommend it. If you want to be a little older to read it, that's fine. But like I said, I mean, this is useful, honestly, if you're really dating and trying to figure out, you know, how to do things God's way. If you're engaged, I think this would be a really, really good book for you to read throughout your engagement process as well. And so it was just beautifully crafted and gave me a great understanding of Song of Solomon and challenges me as a wife. It really does. It challenges me to ask myself the questions that I'm going to close with that were in chapter 11, unquenchable, unstoppable, unsurpassable love. What do you want the last few years of your marriage to look like, to feel like, and to be like? Right now, today, you're making it what it will be down the road. Shaping it, you're molding it. Word by word, you're writing your history. Your present will one day be your past. And the marriage you will celebrate in the future is the one that's being formed today. Love Struck by Sharon James.